Hey there, and welcome to another episode of Reading the Bible Responsibly. Thanks so much to all of you who are joining. I'm glad that you're here and hope that these are helpful to you. If you're a new subscriber, thanks for joining on. I hope maybe you had a good friend who recommended this to you or you saw it on social media. For whatever reason you're here, I'm really grateful. We are just doing some bite-sized deep dives into different parts of Scripture. And our goal is not just to be right, but to be more faithful. And I hope that these episodes are helping you in that journey. When I talk about responsible Bible reading, I'm always hesitant to get into things I know are like people's favorite verses, because I sure don't want to ruin them just by giving a few more pieces of information. But I actually think sometimes with those passages that we go to all the time, I think that we can find meaning that is just as, if not more, encouraging if we read them more responsibly. So today we're going to get into one of those verses. Let's look at Philippians 4:13. You probably know that verse as saying something like this: I can do all things through him who gives me strength. So in this passage, is Paul saying that, like, I can finish the marathon if I will rely on God's strength, or I can ace that test, or I can get that promotion? Let's spend a little bit of time in this episode seeing what this verse has to say for us. It's going to be important as we try to interpret this responsibly to look at the context. What's going on that would cause Paul to write what he wrote there? What we know from history is that Paul is writing to the church in Philippi. We think he's probably writing from his own imprisonment, which would have been more like what we would call house arrest. He's in Rome. He's waiting on a trial. If you have some familiarity with Paul's letters, you know that sometimes he has harsh words of correction for the churches to whom he writes, like the first letter to the Corinthians or Galatians. But in this letter to the Philippians, he's pretty encouraging. When we get to chapter 4, where this verse shows up, the immediate context shows us that Paul is giving instructions to rejoice always, and he's urging his readers to stand fast. He thanks the church for their concern for him during his trials, and then he uses his own experiences to encourage them. So if we're going to read verse 13 responsibly, I think we need to read the paragraph in which it shows up. So go back to the second part of verse 11 in Philippians 4. Paul says, I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. There's that phrase. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. Let's unpack the language a little bit too. The NIV says all this. Some translations say all things. And you might be thinking, well, that makes a big difference. Is he being universal, like all things, or is he being specific, like all this, like the stuff I've just mentioned? In the original language, it's just one word, and it's the word for every or all. So it's unclear exactly, but context, I think, makes it pretty clear. What's the all? What's he talking about? Well, he hasn't moved from talking about his difficulties to making some general principle about life achievements with God's help. He's saying, in his situation, I can be in need or I can have plenty through Christ who gives me strength. I can be well-fed or I can be hungry through Christ who gives me strength. I can be in plenty or I can be in want through Christ who gives me strength. I can do all this, like the stuff I just mentioned in this passage, Paul would say, through Christ who gives me strength. So you can make this verse like a sports team motto, and athletes can write it on their eye black, or we can put it on shirts, but I think it really cheapens and limits the meaning of this passage. Reading this responsibly matters because we don't want to make this verse a false promise on behalf of God. You know, so like, oh, you didn't finish that marathon? You must not have relied on Christ's strength. Oh, I achieved that and he didn't? Well, maybe God is on my side. More than that, we know that Christ is strengthening us during our toughest trials. When we're in a season of need, we can rely on the strength of Jesus to get us through. That is a huge cause for hope, and it's much richer than any cheap sloganeering we might have done with this verse. Thank you so much for listening. I'm glad you've been with me for these few minutes. I hope that we have made this verse even richer for you. I'm certainly not trying to ruin it or rob it of its strength. I am trying to focus it correctly. I hope that if this is helpful to you, you might consider sharing this episode and subscribing if you haven't already. And more than anything, if you will leave a review, especially in the podcast stores that let you do that, that is really helping get the word out. And I'm grateful to those of you who are taking just a minute, even less than that, really, to click those stars and write a sentence or two about how this has been helpful to you. That really helps other people find this, and it really helps widen the circle of where we're taking this podcast. So thanks for doing that. We'll see you next time.